Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our final session of our 2022 Light Conference. I can't believe that this is the final session. It just flew by like there was no time and no space. So, Milena, you want to say hello?
I will. So hello and welcome back, everyone.
Okay. I have one little announcement to make. Katriana created a transcript of the afternoon session of Friday, that very first process where we received the iterations of the eighth dimensional light template and the light itself for ourselves. And she just thought that may perhaps in your review until the segments and everything gets finalized, you have the unsegmented transcripts up on the website, because our webmasters very nicely agreed over the weekend to put them up the very next day. But anyway, I just thought for those who really use the transcripts to integrate or however they use them, I would have Kimberly just put them in an email, put that particular one in an email. So you should get that late this afternoon. And of course, I will also have our webmaster posted on the webpage. But just in case somehow there's you never know with that stuff, how that gets put up on our webpage, you'll have it in hand. So I want to thank Katriana for going to all the trouble to transcribe that particular activation. Okay, Milena, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okie dokie. Well, Chris Joan started that last session saying she was guided to share Kuthumi's prayer and then also shared her personal prayer. You know, and she invited us to join her. And so it became our collective prayer. So I love it when we are in the flow of things and divine timing is just so, and something shows up that kind of validates and supports what we just did. So during lunch, I was looking, I picked up my phone to look at my newsfeed, and this was sitting at the top of my newsfeed. So I wanted to share it with you because it was just perfect. And it was almost as if this is the universe's response to our prayer. So it says, your prayer carries a powerful frequency, similar to the way waves of music play out, moving through time and space. The words that boldly rolled off your tongue, creating an echo chamber of explosive light, radiating out from your field, attracting towards you life experiences that match the vibration of the words you speak from a place of hope, love, and gratitude that can be heard and received by the entire universe. Utilize the energy influxes of source frequency pulsating through your human vessel, assisting in your healing and becoming a potent force associated with this special 1111 portal that your soul has chosen to move through. So I thought that was perfect.
Yes. Milena, would you please post it on the Facebook?
I will do that. Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, wasn't that like a perfect response from the universe? So I love divine timing. All right, so let's get started. So everyone, be sure that you are muted. And if you don't mind, cover your camera as we go into this session. You can either cover it or just hit stop video on the bottom. So everybody take a breath. Be centered. Be aware of yourself in our beautiful, beautiful light temple vortex. As Joan mentioned, this will be the final segment of this 2022 Path to Mastery Light Conference. And what an incredible 3 days it has been. You are absolutely not the same being who began this journey on Friday morning. We will have a post-conference summary session, and it is scheduled for December 4th, and you will receive an email confirmation beforehand. Now, in these upcoming weeks between now and then, even though it is a busy time of year, please carve out some time for yourself to reflect. And most definitely, sit in the radiance of your eighth dimensional luminous field of light. Now, you have received massive downloads of energetics and activations in each segment of this conference, and you will be integrating all of these well into next year. So take a breath. So be aware of being surrounded by all those in our community that we share this journey with. And we are grateful for each and every one of you. And be aware of the many, many master beings who have been with us throughout these 3 days. So Joan began the earlier segment by giving you some historical information about the beginning of who you are as spirit. So we're going to begin this segment by briefly looking back 35,000 years to see if we can shed some light on how humankind has ended up where we are today. Archaeologists have found evidence that ancient people and many cultures worshipped a female deity. The living goddess was honored and revered as the source of all things. The very word goddess is triggering for many when used in the context of being the creator of all things. Why is that? So throughout human history, the goddess has had many names and manifestations, but ultimately was considered one supreme reality. The earliest evidence found shows the belief of the goddess existed for over 30,000 years, beginning in the Ice Age. The ancient goddess cultures were earth-centered, not heaven-centered. The goddess was alive and existed within every human being and within all of nature. She was the life force embracing the whole. All life was and is sacred. All is part of the larger web of life. The demise of the goddess and the fracture of her identity can be traced back to the patriarchal Indo-Europeans' invasion and overthrow of the cultures of the goddess and the imposition of the worship of their sky gods who ruled ruthlessly from the heavens. The goddess, women, and their values began to be suppressed by a culture of domination ruled by men, and the status of women became inferior to that of men. Now let's fast forward in time to approximately 4,000 years ago, when the concept of monotheism was first brought forth by the ancient Hebrews, who waged continuous battles against the worship of the goddess. Monotheistic faith delivered a huge blow to the goddess cultures. By replacing the goddess with one male, all-powerful, and absolute god who ruled both heaven and earth. In Western culture, the exclusive authority of one universal male god goes back less than 1700 years to the Roman Emperor Constantine, who imposed Christianity as the state religion. The power of the feminine was seen as a threat to the emerging social order. Even with the suppression and the violence that followed, the last of the known goddess temple was not closed until the 5th century in Gaul. Some survived and went underground to preserve and continue the sacred teachings in secret. After confiscating what the new order found useful, the history of the goddess was rewritten and systematically downgraded to that of mythology. With the demise of the goddess and the suppression of the feminine, much has been lost to humankind. The extreme violence throughout history and the attempt to eradicate women and all they held sacred was deeply imprinted into the memory codes and psyche of women and those who attempted to protect them. Take a breath. So here we are today. We have returned, seeking understanding. We are ready to recover what we can of what has been lost and replace it with something that can return all of us to a place of healing, creating balance between all humans and the natural world. So be aware of yourself, sitting in your seat, so adjust the back of your seat so you can easily look up to the top of our light temple. Take a couple of deep, centering breaths. Let go of everything except your awareness of being present in this moment. With the opening of the higher aspects of your soul spirit, be prepared now to step into the mysteries. The light of our cosmic temple vortex begins spinning and spinning around us. We are not spinning, only the vortex of light surrounding our circle. And it spins and it spins. You may notice there is no longer a ceiling above you. As the spinning continues, the light temple is transforming into the purest of crystalline plasmic light. Suddenly, the spinning stops and all goes dark. Feel the blessed silence that is held in the sacred stillness. This darkness has an exceptional and mystical quality to it. The texture, if you could touch it, would feel like liquid silk. This sacred darkness is one with the cosmic womb. It is electric. Feel the creative life of the universe pulsing within it. The light is being reborn. The very light which has been cast out and forgotten for over 2,000 years. It is the feminine emanation, the most primordial of all light and radiance that is born in the depth of the cosmic womb. And it is returning. She is returning. And may we be blessed enough to make space for this return, this coming again. And receive it into the depths of our being. So that we can all be reborn. And this light can flourish once again through all of us. Take a deep breath. Be very present. In the far distance, you hear thunder and the crackle of lightning. Can you feel the anticipation in the very air around you? The intensity is increasing with each in-breath you take. The rumble of the thunder and the cosmic lighting are moving closer and are much louder now. It is now positioned directly above us. The environment around you begins to vibrate. There is a huge explosion of light and sound. And as you look up, a brilliant column of deep, crystalline aqua blue light is flowing into the center of our circle. And breathe. Radiating from this refractive light is a swirling vortex of aqua blue mist that sparkles like diamonds. This iridescent aqua ray is massive and is filling our entire space with radiant light that expands beyond our circle. Feel yourself being embraced by this living, conscious, radiant light as it moves into and fills your entire unified field. Including that eighth dimensional expansion to your sacred heart center of your light body. Allow yourself to receive this light. Emerging from the center of this magnificent aqua blue ray in a brilliant starburst of light, please welcome the She. Greetings, beloved ones. Thank you for receiving us. We are very pleased to have this grand opportunity to return and celebrate all that you are. The evolution of your light and your consciousness. Since we last visited with you in your time of 2019 is not only unprecedented, but it is far beyond anything we ever imagined possible. Your group is the leading edge. You are creating a pathway that millions will eventually follow out of the density and back into the light of source and into the light of their soul spirit. Each one of you are significant to what is being created. Your names are whispered throughout the universe. You are the focus of not only much attention, but also the greatest of respect and awe from throughout all the master realms. Take a breath. When we first came forth in your 2019 Light Conference, we were very limited to a very narrow stream of our consciousness for only a small segment of your time. In your present time, we can enter your realm in a much fuller expression. This is possible because of this incredible temple of light, but also because of your ability to receive and hold stably, increasingly, and more refined and more complex light frequencies. The she is the vastness of the full spectrum of creation. In other words, there is nothing that exists that is separate from this divine expression of the all that is. In this moment, we are here emanating from the fullness of Prime Creator in the stream of light and consciousness known as the Sacred Divine Feminine. As you heard a few moments ago, the divine feminine aspect of creation has been referenced with many names and descriptions throughout the ages. It is the mother aspect of creation. It is the creatress. It is the cosmic womb from which all is birthed. It is the Sophia. It is the Shekinah. It is the Holy Spirit. The sacred divine feminine emanation is the living essence of the all that is. It is the creative force that brings life to everything and uses that fifth element that you know so well. It is the intimate expression of life because it permeates and is contained in every aspect of what is made manifest. Now, as you know, we are not referencing body gender, as both genders carry codes of both the feminine and the masculine. We find ourselves again limited by your language. There is, however, in all realms of creation, the principle of gender that is expressed throughout the universe. In your human form, how you utilize and express the specific light codes you carry will be influenced by the gender you occupy in each incarnation. The feminine and the masculine expressions of Source are massive, massive streams of light consciousness beyond your present comprehension. Both expressions are unique and are required to create balance and unity within the human heart and the human consciousness on your planet. In your 2019 gathering, you received an iteration of the seventh dimensional light template, which contained the sacred feminine imprint of creation. All of you have done a wonderful job of utilizing that template and creating balance within yourself. Each of you have held that iteration beautifully, and it has contributed greatly to your personal spiritual maturity. That iteration and the others that you received before had a great influence on bringing forth the massive unity template you received in 2020. Without your ability to hold your unified field in a state of balance, you would not have been able to bring the unity template into the Christic matrix within the earth. And breathe. While you in this group have brought many aspects of yourself back into balance, humanity as a whole still struggles. And the imbalance on your earth appears to be escalating. Many of the masses are slowly coming to the realization and understanding that the earth and humankind cannot continue in this unsustainable state of imbalance that is and has been ruled by power over for far too long. Those of you in this group are very aware that all aspects of the feminine, sacred and otherwise, has sadly been silenced, distorted, dismissed, and forgotten for eons of time. This has resulted and the out-of-control imbalance on your earth and within humankind, which in turn has created deep wounding in the heart of both the feminine and the masculine. Recently, a grand council meeting was held in the higher realms with all the elders from all the stargates, and with many creative and master beings. The decision was made that the sacred feminine aqua ray and the sapphire blue ray of the sacred masculine would now be returned to the earth. These are powerful universal rays which were created in the realm of Source. Our first focus will be on returning the aqua blue ray of the divine feminine. The massive imprint of the sacred feminine, once placed, will begin transmitting the sacred codes of the balanced feminine to the earth and into the consciousness of humankind. It will require time for these light codes held in the essence of this beautiful ray to take effect. It is our hope that with the infusion of the fifth element, along with compassion, nurturing, and inclusiveness that are held in this ray, deep healing of the wounds of separation can begin, and the purity of the meaning of unity can be restored. Once this universal ray is stably established, we will return sometime, we hope, in your next year to bring forth the sapphire blue ray of the divine masculine. When you opened your conference, you were given several points on the significance of this 1111 portal. And one of those points was the 11th anniversary of the return of the Christic Matrix to this planet, and that the Matrix would be influenced by what occurred in this conference. So return your attention to this beautiful universal ray. Notice that the color of this multifaceted ray is an extraordinary aqua blue, and it shimmers and radiates light. It too has a luminous quality to it. You can see streams of gold and platinum light flashing throughout. The colors are indescribable and beyond what your earth has known for a very long time. This beautiful creation, the universal aqua blue ray, holds the complete and original template of the sacred divine feminine in its full expression as was intended by the creatress of all that is. Both this beautiful aquamarine blue ray and the sapphire blue ray of the divine feminine, along with the matrix of the Christic consciousness, or part of the original matrix of the earth at its inception. All three were removed from the earth as darkness fell over this planet. With the return of the Christic matrix 11 years ago, the earth is now prepared for the return of the sacred feminine ray of the all that is. Place your awareness on that eighth dimensional aspect of your sacred heart center that sits in front of your human heart. Since sitting with us, you have been receiving the light codes and frequencies from this radiating universal aqua blue ray into the eighth dimensional Sacred Heart Center and into your entire unified field. And breathe. Many of you in this group, no matter your body type, entered into this and many past incarnations, bringing with you the light-coded imprint of the Sacred Feminine with the specific intention of assisting in returning the Sacred Feminine light to the earth. Today, that long-held intention will be fulfilled. Once this universal ray is returned to the earth, the light codes that you hold will activate another sequence in your prime directive in the frequency of your unified field. Now, let me speak directly to those of you here in male form. The return of this universal aqua ray light will have great impact on you. Whether or not you believe assisting in returning this ray was part of your mission or prime directive, the return of this ray will provide the pathway for the sapphire blue ray of the sacred masculine to also return to earth. So be assured that the return of this ray will impact your life in ways you cannot conceive of at this time. Standing in the power of your sacred and divine masculine essence, you do this for your mother, for your grandmother, for your wife, your sister, your best friend, your daughter, and her daughters. They need the power and the protection of the sacred masculine to stand for them and beside them. They need you to stand as guardians of this sacred ray for all humans and the earth. Do you understand? Each one of you here is the son or the daughter of a mother. So take a breath and let's return this magnificent ray of light to the center of Mother Earth. So gather now in the core of the planet, standing in the fullness of your light pillar. Prepare to receive this ray as the light moves through this space and into the soul star of the earth. As it is received by the earth, it will continue to the opening at the top of the planet. There are many elemental, inner earth, and master beings here to assist as this massive light now enters the top of the planet, following the same path as the energy template. Keeping your pillar stable, the ray comes into the center of the planet and is positioned next to the unity template, where it is locked into the crystalline core and the Christed matrix. Now that it's locked in place, the divine light from the aqua blue ray will continue flowing until it reaches the southern point of Mother Earth. It will then become part of the toroidal flow of the planet. It begins emitting its frequencies and radiance immediately. And how beautiful it is. What an amazing gift to witness ancient promises coming to fulfillment. We'll remain here for a moment. With this accomplished, let us now return to your light temple. Once again, you have participated and assisted in another remarkable achievement. The return of this vital ray of light that holds the beauty, the knowledge, and the wisdom codes of the sacred and divine feminine will begin blessing the earth and all humankind. it will provide all of humanity with the opportunity to feel valued, honored, and respected. Then and only then can full balance and harmony be achieved. For all of those in female form, after many thousands of years of being silenced and suppressed, they will once again see their divine image reflected back to them as the brilliant being and soul spirit they are, created in the luminous image of the sacred feminine of the all that is. It is now proclaimed. Let us sit together for a couple of moments as you begin to integrate for yourself the codes of this massive and beautiful ray that you now carry in your sacred heart center and your unified field. Now that this beautiful aqua blue ray, the sacred she aspect of creation, has been returned to the earth, it will never again be removed. Each of you now emit this beautiful ray in your luminous light body. As we step back, only the sound of our voice will recede. For with the return of this ray, we will remain close by, and you will always find us standing next to you. Divine blessings and grace, beloved ones of the sacred light. Sit quietly, and we will play this video. and then we will return. Welcome back, everyone.
Thank you, Milena, for that lovely, awesome transmission. There's not a whole lot we can say. We are in gratitude for each and every member of this community and your participation, the full participation in this conference. It's amazing what we are able to do as a collective consciousness. And I know you share my gratitude, Elena's gratitude.
The last part, play okay?
Did it?
Huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I closed the top of my laptop.
Technical difficulties in such rarefied energies. But it has been an amazing 3 days. Thank you all for being with us on this journey. Milena?
Thank you, each and everyone. This would not have been possible without you, each one of you contributing your beautiful, luminous essence of your soul spirit. And again, we look forward to seeing you again in 3 weeks. And may we all be blessed by all the many, many gifts that we have received on this journey together over these 3 days. Thank you. Blessings, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.